2 Corinthians chapter number 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and verse number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, the Bible says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Sa Tagalog ang sabi ng Bible, sapagkat nalalaman ninyo ang biyaya ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, na bagaman siya'y mayaman, subalit alang-alang sa inyo ay naging duka upang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang kadukaan ay maging mayaman kayo. So itong verse na ito ay patungkol sa malaya at dakilang pag-ibig ng Panginoong Hesukristo. This verse is the expression, is an illustration, an example of the great and lowly, condescending love of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ang pagtiwala o pagtanggap sa magandang balita o sa ebanghelyo ay ang pamamaraan na makakapasok tayo sa pag-ibig ng Panginoon. And when we receive the good news of Jesus Christ, when we trust in the Lord as our Savior, and when we understand the gospel and receive it by faith, we enter into that love. We get to experience that love in a better and fuller way than just simply understanding and mentally asserting to the truth that Jesus condescended and became a man to die for us. We experience that love through salvation, through faith. So, eto ang mga punto natin. Number one, ang kanyang maluwalhati ang persona at pwesto. I want you to see Jesus' condescending love. And it begins, first of all, with the glory of Jesus Christ and the place where he belonged. Notice the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 8:9, the Bible says, though he was rich, though he was rich. So Jesus left the splendors of heaven. He left the glory of heaven and was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was rich. That meant he was God. He was God in and of himself. No one like him. He's self-existing, meaning to say he doesn't depend upon something or someone in order to exist, not like you and me. We are totally dependent on air and food and water. We depend on this for our life, but not God. John chapter 1, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's God the Father. The Word, Jesus Christ, was already present with God the Father from eternity past. In the beginning was the Word. He was already there before time was ever invented or created by the Lord. Before space, before matter, and that's everything physical, time, space, and matter. Before any of that, the Word was with God the Father. And the Bible says, and the Word was God. That's why he could enjoy perfect fellowship with the Father prior to everything, was because there was never a time when the Father and the Son was not. This is the great mystery of the Trinity. You cannot have a Father without a Son. And if you're a son, that means you have a father. And it's true in the person of the Trinity. There was never a time when God the Father created God the Son. That would be a theological problem. And so we have to trust the Word of God. We can't explain it. But this is how God revealed Himself. He revealed Himself as the Word that was with God and the Word that was God, and the Word was made flesh in order to give us meaning into who God is. And so Jesus perfectly exegetes or explains or reveals the Heavenly Father. And so if you want to know who God is, study Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. And sabi niya sa John 10:30, I and my Father are one. They are one in the divine essence. There is not two gods. There is only one God. And so, we can't understand it completely para tayong langgam na nais na maunawaan ang tao. Hindi kaya ng langgam na maunawaan ang tao. Mas malubha ang tao na kaya niyang i-explain ng Diyos. Pero bagamat hindi natin kayang i-explain, dapat sumampalataya tayo dahil yan ang ipinapakita sa atin ng Bible. And so we trust in the Lord. And we see the glory of Jesus Christ. He is God. Tinawag siyang Diyos. Tingnan mo ang Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. Diyos Ama pa ang tumawag sa kanya ng Diyos. It was God the Father called His Son God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse number 8. And this would reference Psalm 45. But Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. But unto the Son He saith. So who's speaking here? God the Father is speaking here. The context tells us that. But unto the Son, ang kausap ng Diyos Ama, yung kanyang anak, the Son, Jesus Christ. Anong sinabi niya? What did God say to His Son? Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So God the Father called God the Son, God. And that's why we know that Jesus is God for one thing, and there are many other reasons why, but for one thing, God called Him God. And even if you go all the way back to Psalms, where this Paul was quoting Psalms here, it says the same thing. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. And not just Paul and David calling Jesus God, or God the Father calling Jesus God. He revealed Himself as God. Go over to Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. This is a direct testimony from the Lord Jesus Christ. He claimed divinity here. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. Revelation 1:8. Anong sabi niya dito? I am. Is the divine title. I am Alpha and Omega. Who's speaking here? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking. The context tells us Jesus is speaking. And Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega. That's a term, that's a title that belongs only to God. And it's based off of Isaiah. It's based off of the Old Testament. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. Which is, which was, that's why we know it's Jesus. He died. He was. Which is to come. He's also coming back. Amen. And He called Himself the Almighty. Is there anyone more mightier than God? No. And that's Jesus Christ. That's who He is. And so Jesus was rich. He was rich. In glory. Biro mo ang langit. No, bakit langit ang langit? Why is heaven heaven? Is it because there is no sorrow, no pain in heaven? Well, yes. But what makes heaven heaven? It's the kingdom of God. Jesus is what makes heaven heaven. And Jesus left heaven. Now, He left heaven, but not essentially. As God, He is omnipresent. So, habang nandito yung kanyang katawan, at siya ay nagkatawang tao, yung kadyosan niya, nandun pa rin sa langit, never left. I can't understand that again. We cannot understand it. But we receive it by faith. Jesus came from the richest place in heaven. He came from the Father's bosom. Imagine that. Leaving the glories of heaven. Denying himself. Condescending. Humbling himself. He was rich. Kung meron kayong nakilalang mayaman na mayaman na mayaman na tao. Meron akong nakilala isang milyonaryo noon. Na nung Bible College ako, naglinis ako ng isang nuclear power plant sa Michigan. Janitor. Yun ang trabaho ko sa Bible College nung nag-college ako. At sa paglilinis ng nuclear power plant, yung may-ari ng janitorial service namin ay napakayaman na tao. Sobrang yaman niya. Meron siyang private jet. Hindi ko na malayan, siya pala ang boss namin. At yung mayaman na yan, bagamat siya ang may-ari ng business at sa kanyang pangalan ng business at siya ang nagbabayad ng aming mga sahod, nagtatrabaho siya parang janitor rin. So, naglilinis kami bago na-introduce ako sa kanya. Sabi niya, tiga saan ka? Sabi ko, sa Pilipinas. Sabi niya, wow! Miss mo na ba ang Pilipinas? Sabi ko, yes, of course. Miss ko na ang Pinas. Hindi ko alam, mayaman pala siya. Sabi niya, alam mo ba, ako ang pinakamatandang manggagawa dito sa janitorial service natin. Sabi ko, really? Ilang taon ka na dito nagtatrabaho? Sabi niya, mga higit 30 years. Sabi ko, wow! Hindi ka ba nag-retire? Sabi niya, hindi ako magre-retire, never. Sabi niya, mahal ko yung ginagawa ko. Sabi niya, I love what I am doing. Sabi ko, wow naman. Sabi ko, siguro yung sahod mo napakalaki. Kasi nga, every year may bonus, di ba? Siguro ikaw, 30 years, ang laki naman ng bonus mo, sabi ko. Natawa siya. Dahil alam niya siyang may amo. No? So sabi niya sa akin, Bill, hindi mo ba kilala kung sino ako? Sabi ko, no. Sabi niya, hindi mo ba alam yung pangalan nagsasign ng check mo? Sahod mo? Sabi ko, sino? Ako yun. Sabi ko, ah. Ikaw pala ang may-ari ng buong janitorial service. Yes, sabi niya. Next week, kinausap niya ako. Sabi niya, Bill, anong gagawin mo Sabado? Sabi ko, ay, may ministry ako Sabado. Hindi ako kakalas sa ministry ko. Sabi niya, dalhin kita sa Cuba. Mag-fishing tayo doon. Sa Cuba. Tapos, kung gusto mo ng pinya, pagbalik, kuha tayo ng pinya. Sabi ko sa kanya, alam ko meron kang private jet, mayaman na mayaman ka, sabi ko. Pero, mas importante ang ministry. Kailangan ko talaga mag-ministry. So, pwede na lang Lunes. Sabi niya, no, hindi pwede Lunes. Pero sabi niya sa akin, pag nagkataon, mag-fishing tayo, sabi niya. Sabi ko, okay, whatever, sabi ko. Tapos dun, nag-witness ako sa kanya. Sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo ba na mahal ka ng Diyos? Sabi niya, oh, napakasarap pakinggan yan. Tell me more. Sabi ko, alam mo ba na ikaw ay makasalanang tao? Doon siya nagsabi, huwag mo na akong kausapin. Never. At magmula noon, malamig na siya sa akin. Never na nakita ko na siya. Never na. Transfer pa ako. Tapos sinabihan pa ako, huwag mag-witness habang nagtatrabaho. Sabi ko, wala naman, hindi ko naman pinigilan ang trabaho ko. Siya nga ang nagtrabaho kasama ko, whatever. So, I was so disappointed. Pero siya ang pinakamayaman na nakilala ko. Na, no. But imagine Jesus Christ. He was rich. Mas mayaman si Jesus Christ. The Lord of glory. Coming from heaven itself. to this earth. Number two, ang kanyang mapakumbabang gawa. So nakita natin ang kanyang yaman. Tingnan natin ang kanyang mapakumbabang gawa. Sabi ng Bible sa 2 Corinthians 8:9, though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor. Yun ang kanyang mapakumbabang gawa. He became poor. Imagine that. How did he become poor? Well, for one thing, he became a man. Tandaan natin, sa spectrum ng buhay, mataas ang Diyos sa lahat. Second sa Diyos, ano? Mga angels. Pangatlo, ang mga tao. So, sa rangko ng buhay, ang pinakamataas yung Diyos. Pangalawa, angels. Pangatlo, tao. Tapos hayop, tapos halaman. Ayun ang rangko ng buhay. Si Jesus Christ, nung nagpakumbaba siya, pwede naman siyang magkatawang anghel. Bakit hindi? Why? Nagpakumbaba. He became poor. Tingnan mo ang Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. How did he become poor? Well, he didn't take upon him the form of an angel. That would have been good. Angels are far more superior than man. But God humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, eto, made of a woman. Made of a woman. Now, why did the Bible say it like that? Made of a woman. Well, perhaps it was because it accomplishes, it fulfills Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Tingnan mo ang Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Go over to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Why was he made of a woman? Well, Genesis 3:15 says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So, a woman was responsible, or partly responsible, for why death entered into the world. But a woman is also responsible for bringing the seed of the Savior of the world. So God allowed the woman to correct herself and restore the dignity of the woman. Being made of a woman, Jesus was humbling himself. Did you know that Jesus was poor? Did you know that? Jesus Christ grew up poor. He was a lowly, poor person. He never enjoyed the luxuries of life. Tingnan mo ang Luke chapter 2. Go over to Luke chapter 2. He was so poor that his parents couldn't even afford a sacrificial lamb, that they had to offer pigeons, turtle doves, as a provision from the Lord for those who are poor. Luke chapter 2, verse 24. Luke chapter 2, verse 24. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Two young pigeons. Saan makikita yan? Saan yung batas na nagsasabing two turtle doves or two young pigeons? Go over to Leviticus chapter 12. Leviticus chapter 12. And Leviticus chapter 12 and verse number 8. Leviticus chapter 12 verse 8. This is a provision for the poor. So if you can't afford the regular sacrifice and you're just poor, well, you can offer something. And the turtle dove is approved. Leviticus chapter 12 verse 8. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtles. That's turtle doves. Or two young pigeons, one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her that she shall be clean. So when Jesus was born, the parents were not able to provide for Mary's purification for childbirth of a lamb. And so we know that they were not economically stable. They were poor. Jesus was poor. Jesus is called the man of sorrows. You remember that? He is the man of sorrows. So affliction and pain and hunger and temptation and fatigue and agony and death, Jesus experienced it all. He was not walking above the ground. Jesus experienced hunger. Naranasan ng Panginoon yung gutom. Tingnan mo ang Matthew 21 verse 18. Matthew 21 verse 18. In the midst of his ministering and ministry, Matthew 21:18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered, the Bible says. Alam niyo yung depression? Jesus experienced depression. Look at Matthew chapter 26. I'm talking deep sorrow, deep exceeding sorrow, the Bible calls it. And it's even at the point of death, the Bible says. Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Matthew 26, verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. That's extreme. That's not just sorrow. Look at verse 38. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Could we say, this is even desiring to die? Now, did Jesus sin? So is extreme sorrow sinful? Not really. Not really. Is hunger sinful? No, not really. It's not. It's not sin to be hungry. It's not sin to be exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. This is natural. This is what happens when flesh is flesh. Jesus experienced being weary, tired, pagod. Look at John chapter 4, verse 6. John chapter 4, verse 6. John chapter 4 verse 6. Kaya nagpahinga siya doon sa balon. John chapter 4 verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore being weary with his journey. So napagod siya sa kanyang paglalakbay. Do you get tired sometimes? Huh? It's not sinful to be tired. There's no sin in being weary. That's the effect of sin. That's the side effect of the flesh. How about fearful? Is it sin to be in fear? Well, look at Hebrews chapter 5. Jesus experienced fear. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, again his body, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. You have to understand, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he experienced everything, even fear. Now, to remain in fear, that could be sin. To allow the fear to take over and control you could be sin. But sudden fear, nervousness and fear, that's part of being human. That's a side effect of our corrupt nature. But you don't have to sin in fear. And you don't have to sin in sorrow. Just like you don't have to sin in weary, being tired. Now, there's a great temptation to sin in all that. But it is for us to remind ourselves, Jesus knows what it's like. And even greater, he tasted death. In fact, when he died as a criminal. Look at Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Look at what the Bible says. Isaiah 53, verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul into death, and he was numbered with the transgressors.
Binilang siya, ang pananaw sa kanya, parang criminal siya.
Now, was he a criminal? No. But he was numbered among the criminal. That's why he's crucified. Roman citizens were not even allowed to be crucified. They reserved that judgment for the worst case scenario. That's death penalty. And Jesus was as though he was a criminal on death row. He was like a sinner, but he was no sinner. Eh, yung burial niya. What about his burial? His burial was owed to charity. He didn't prepare for his burial plot. He didn't have a place. That was Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus working together to secure his body, to give him a proper burial. His disciples, his parents, his mom, there was no provision for that. That's how poor Jesus was. He became poor. Now, why did he become poor? Well, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Why did he become poor? Well, it says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes." That's it.
Para kanino niya ginawa ang pagiging magpakumbaba? Para sa atin.
"Yet for your sakes."
Now, nung nagpakumbaba siya para sa kanyang mga kaibigan lang? O para sa kanyang mga kaaway? Tayo ba kaibigan ng Panginoon before na tinanggap natin siya? O malayo tayo, makasalanan, nagkaaway tayo ng Diyos? So, nung nagpakumbaba siya para kanino? Sa kanyang mga kaibigan o sa kanyang mga kaaway? Para sa kanyang mga kaaway. Wala siyang kaibigan.
Jesus came for your sakes. And He came not when we were good, not when we were right. He came while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. We were His enemy. Listen, Jesus did not come for perfect people. Jesus doesn't save the righteous. Jesus came to save guilty, hell-deserving sinners. And that He came for our sakes. He came for those who murdered Him. He died for those who murdered Him. Think of that. What great condescension and love. Last but not the least, why did Jesus leave heaven, become poor, die for us? Why would He do that? Think of 2 Corinthians 8, 9. And it tells us why. "For ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor." Here's the purpose. Here's the reason. "That ye, through His poverty, might be rich." And there you have it. Though through His poverty ye might be rich. He did it to give us freedom and liberty and salvation. He did it to spare us from going to an eternal hell. Hey, He did it to pardon us from our sins and to provide deliverance from sin. He did it so that we can enjoy heaven and we can have a taste of heaven here on earth. Jesus did it to make us rich. So, ang buhay Kristiyano, hindi buhay dukha. Kung tunay na kilala mo si Jesus Christ, ikaw ay mas mayaman kesa sa mayaman sa mundong ito. Did you know that? When you're saved and born again, you're far richer than the richest person on earth. Far richer. Richer than the gold mines of India. Richer than the diamonds of Africa. Rich. The Christian is richer than the richest person on earth. And this is all because of Jesus Christ. Not because of us. Though He did it for us. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Kaya Kristiyano, huwag kang ma-discourage sa mundong ito. Bagamat, yes, wala, limitado tayo. Yes, hindi tayo makapangyarihan. Alam mo, dahil kay Kristo, tayo na ang pinakamayaman sa mundong ito. Dahil ang kayamanan ng mundong ito, limitado. Alam mo, kahit na yung milyonaryo, namamatay rin yan. Balang araw. Pupunta yan sa doktor, sasabihin ng doktor, meron ka na lang ilang linggo na mabubuhay. Ay, doktor, mayaman ako para sabihin mo yan. Hindi mo ba alam, ginagawa na ngayon yung mRNA para palitan ng genetic code natin para mabuhay ako ng mas mahaba pang buhay. Pero sa oras ng kamatayan, mahirap o mayaman, pantay pa rin. But not the Christian. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Look at the perspective of God. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Kung meron kang pera, huwag kang maging mayabang. Nor trust in uncertain riches. Yung riches pala ng mundong ito, uncertain. Isang araw, puno ang bank account. Kinabukasan, one day millionaire ka lang. Kinabukasan, ubus na ang bank account. But in the living God, man, trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Hey, God gave us everything to enjoy richly. Oh, so, what is the point of having lots of stuff if you can't enjoy it? But yet the Christian, you don't have to have a lot to enjoy. You can still have joy with little. Little is much when God is in it. And this is all because of Jesus Christ. So don't be discouraged, Christian. Remember, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake, He became poor, that through His poverty, we might be rich. And so, are you rich? Yes. Man, I'll take answers to prayer over $1 million any day. Imagine that. Would you rather have answers to prayer or money in the bank? Would you rather have God's blessings or the world's finances? I'd rather have eternal life than earthly life. Walang katumbas ang eternal life sa earthly life. No. Ano ang kaligayahan ng mundo compare sa kaligayahan ng Kristiyano? Oh, napakalayo. Kaya huwag tayong mabuhay para sa mundo. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us. Father in heaven, we thank You for the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, for the great condescending love that motivated Him to leave heaven and to die on the cross for us as our substitute, as our sacrifice. Father, help us not to forget that we may not have much, but what we have is more than the riches of this world. We thank You, Lord, for that great condescending love. Fill our hearts with hope, Lord. Fill our hearts with joy. Replace the fear with faith, Lord. As we walk through this dark valley, this dark time, help us to remember You are the One who has given us all things richly to enjoy. Put the joy in us, Lord, I pray. We love You. We ask Your blessing. Help us, we pray. And those who need to get saved, those who would need to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they would stop and consider, He came for them. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. I pray that they would come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We love You, Lord. We ask Your blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.